This next conversation about race in America takes us into the disheartening realization that race discrimination passes from generation to generation, and that people jump to all kinds of conclusions based on even seemingly slight differences in skin tone and hair. Adriana Rodriguez is a 17-year-old student at Food and Finance High School in Manhattan. She talks with her aunt, Nancy Lopez, about what it means to be a Dominican in the USA. The conversation takes us into their very Dominican family album.
When people go there, they don't know. They don't know me. They think I'm from Guyana or Trinidad. They got no idea. I don't know. My face is look for a different nationality. But I don't know why they think that, because they think that I'm from Guyana, where I got curly hair. You know, I'm from Dominican.
Right.
We got so like 80% of Dominican girls, they got curly hair.
Yeah. So describe like your skin color. Like, is it like...
Let's say that I'm brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Not like caramel mocha, but no, I'm brown sugar.
I'm a brown sugar.
Brown sugar. I remember sometimes some lady that she said that they thought that you were Indian because of your ring.
Oh, yeah.
Your nose ring.
Yeah, one lady, she was there for the first time. She was new in this country from, I think she was from Colombia. I went to her and I said, "May I help you, lady?" She was like, "Oh, I don't understand these ladies." And then when I say in Spanish, you need my help. And she said, "Oh my God." And I was thinking, how I'm gonna understand that Indian lady?
Do you have customers that don't know that you're Hispanic?
Some customer.
You don't bother anything?
No, I don't bother. I said, well, let them think that I'm from there. Not a long time ago, there was an old man that he was there from, and he's from Trinidad. He was talking to me like, "I want other ladies." She said, "Oh my God, well, this and that." And I said, "I'm Spanish." He said, "You're Spanish? No, but you look just like my aunt." And I say, "What?" He said, "Yes, yeah, same face and this and that." So I don't know why. And I said, "No, I'm Spanish. I'm from Dominican Republic." He said, "You don't look Dominican."
It's funny when people are like, "You don't look Dominican," because you can kind of think how a Dominican would look like, but there's really no saying, because we have, like, different skin tones. Like, even within our family, like, we have different skin tones. Like Adrian, he's lighter than me, and I'm darker than him. And also, like, the hair. Muñeca's daughter, her hair is, like, kind of, like, almost like a white people hair, but she's still Dominican. Have you ever been on the train, and you see someone, like, dark skin, and you think that they're, like, African-American, and comes out of nowhere that they're actually Dominican?
Ooh, that happened all the time. I used to work in Jersey in one of the toys factory, and there was one a lady, and I thought she was a African American. So we were talking about her, this and that. She, and then when we finished saying everything about her, she said, "Oh, thank you. I'm from Dominican too. My face was so red."
So my cousin. She's kind of like a light skin tone, like kind of like white, and she has blonde hair. And everybody in the family, como que, like they praise her because ella es la rubia de la familia, whatever. Do you think that in Dominican families, if you're like lighter than that, like they is common that to like praise a girl because that she's like she looks like a white girl?
I don't think so. I don't think that's in all the family. Some of the family, they like that. You know, like to say your cousin, they think she's different because she looked that way. She looks different than all the cousins and this and that, or nephews or nieces. But I don't think it's like that, because in Dominican, we got all kind of people.
When you were in school, was it like that you had just different people that looked different?
Yeah, when I was at school, everybody was different. Different color. Different skin color, different color hair. I remember in the class there was one girl, the name is Julissa. She was light skin and green eyes and nice curly hair. She was so pretty. But nobody treat her different. Everybody was the same.
I remember when I wasn't, because you went to school in the Dominican Republic, and when I did fifth grade over there, there was this one girl, and her hair was straight. And she was, like, really light-skinned. Like, she was an alien, basically, to them. They were like, oh, my God, she's so pretty. And I'm just here, like, in the fifth grade, como una barrilito. And everybody was just like, I hated it over in school over there because the teachers, as soon as they saw my my birth certificate, they were making a big deal. It's like, oh, an American birth certificate. Oh, my God. They were calling out people to look at my birth. I'm like,
she's a gringuita.
Yeah. I was like, sis, calm down. And, oh, my God. And the kids, they used to hate me because of that, because I knew English. They used to hate me so much. Like, I remember I used to sit alone eating, I'll be sitting alone eating my lunch. You know what happens to me is that a lot of people say that I don't act Dominican that much. Because you know how Dominicans act. Because me, I don't eat avocado. So when I tell people that I don't eat avocados, they're like, you're not Dominican. When I tell people that I've never eaten a chimichurri, they're like, you're not Dominican. And there's a school. Because in my school, it's like a campus. So there's like six other schools in there. And one of the schools is the majority are Dominicans. So I had some friends from that school, and they used to call me gringa because I don't act Dominican. When you tell people that you're from Dominican, when they think that you're from somewhere else, do they say that, oh, you don't act Dominican?
Oh, they always told me that. They say, oh, you don't talk like Dominican. And I say, why? Oh, because you don't talk with the way they say.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They say, oh, poike, or, you know. And I say, I don't know. I don't like to talk that way. Especially people from the north side of my country, they say that, like, poike, or no por qué. And they say, oh, you don't look Dominican, and you don't talk like Dominican people. I say, yes, I'm from the north of the country, and people, like, they talk like that, but not everybody.
Yeah.
But I know people that they go to college and this like that, and they still talk that way. I don't know why, but I don't like to talk that way.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's not that we're, like, Americanized. It's not that we're just used to this culture. It's just the way that we are, because everybody's different. Even though they may be from the same race, everybody's different.
Right. Yeah, everybody's different. That's the way I grew up. They teach me how to say, you know, the way it is. I went to school, and that's what I follow. I don't change it.
That's Adriana Rodriguez, a high school student from the Bronx and co-host of the podcast Feeling Some Type of Way. She talked with her Aunt Nancy Lopez, a laundromat owner in Richmond Hills, Queens. Special thanks to Caitlin Pierce of WNYC's Radio Rookies for her help with this. If you want to take part in our Uncomfortable Truths series, head to thetakeaway.org/truths. Tell us who you'd like to have a conversation about race with. Could be a family member, a friend, or a coworker.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.